This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion here on Wednesday. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. Let's call it a rebound Wednesday. We have corn trading four higher. We got beans trading up 10 here in the overnight market. And wheat, after seeing a nice little correction yesterday, it's back catching a bid, up 15 on Chicago, up 13 on the Kansas City. The theme overall, Mark, continues to be a wet forecast, especially for the eastern portion of the country. The way I saw the radar or read the weather this morning, there looks like three separate systems over the next 10 days. So there is progress being made here and there, but it's definitely a slow go. Maybe a little bit more progress can be anticipated in the west, but definitely a weather fear of delayed plantings here in the United States. In Europe, you've got too much rain in France, which is delaying their corn plantings. There's wheat concern, quality concerns there. And Russia, you had a hard frost freeze that did damage to that crop, and that's helping kind of support the wheat market. So overall, got a little bit of a bullish tilt to the market today.
So after the release of the WASD report on Friday, has the marketplace reacted this week kind of the way that you expected? Has anything looked a little different maybe than you might have expected?
Well, I think after the numbers, the raw data itself, I would argue as the corn number is a little bit friendly. I mean, a 2 billion carryout, or a little over a 2 billion carryout, still comfortable, but it was definitely a little bit less than what the trade was thinking. And that combined with the wet weather, I thought the corn market would definitely catch a bid. Maybe the bean markets would struggle a little bit because of the fact that, you know, that bean number was very, very bearish. And if it's anywhere close to being accurate, that projected new crop carryout, I would argue new crop beans over $12 are overvalued. Well, what it shows you, Mark, is that was just a snapshot where we were. And the reality is we've got a long way to go.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn up 4.5 at 472 even. July soybeans up 14 even at 1228.5. July soybean meal up $6.60 at $379.90. July soybean oil up 22 cents at $43.62. On the Merc, June live cattle up 35 cents at $178.52. May feeder cattle down 17 cents at $243.10. June lean hogs up 3 cents at $98.35. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.